Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
1 week there from tomorrow, we'll be doing our show live at Tony V's Before the Unwrapped show up in Everett. Absolutely free, no cover, just got to be 21 years of age. We'll be doing the show starting at 2 o'clock. Have a couple of special guests stopping by from the Unwrapped show just a couple blocks away at Angel the Winds Casino. By the way, tickets are still on sale for that if you want to go.
Okay.
Join us for the party. That's absolutely free. Then head on over to Angel the Winds Arena in Everett, not Casino. And you're going to see a hell of a night. Looking forward to seeing Wolf Van Halen.
I really am, man.
And Mammoth.
I've enjoyed all the music that I have heard from him. I've really enjoyed.
And all that, but Taylor Monson and Pretty Reckless, they put out an entire Christmas album.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
That was one of the reasons that she was at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Is it original stuff, or are they just doing all the tried and true classics?
I believe it's a mix of both.
Okay.
I know they got a couple of originals, but it's...
Thank you. That's all I ask, right? Because every year, somebody will put out a Christmas album, and inevitably, it's the exact same freaking songs that you hear every year. Yeah. So I appreciate anyone who says, look, we'll do a Christmas album, which is kind of annoying, but at least original stuff, man.
I feel like... Now I'm referencing only, like, NSYNC. But like they have a popular Christmas song, but I feel like their album was mostly covers.
I understand so it'll
feel,
mostly
so I
be
feel
covers,
like that's what you do, right? Like if you have a Christmas album, mostly covers, then you throw in a couple of
give
rituals.
Me like two or three. That's all,
that's
man.
Right.
Put something new into rotation.
Also, Brent Smith and Zach Myers, our buddies in Shinedown, are going to be there along with Daughtry and Hollywood Undead. Those tickets on sale now at KISW.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game?
Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
hola.
Connor, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Technically not sober. I'm having a nice cold PBR playing some guitar.
All right. Chill day. All right, Connor, play one of these tunes to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
It's got to be Holly Jolly.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the best time of the
no,
year.
No, it's Holly Jolly.
All right, Connor, here is your question.
Ali.
What was the name of the dolphin that Ace Ventura was trying to find in the movie Ace Ventura Pet Detective? Yeah. It wasn't James.
Man. Heinz Witzkelwitz found Snowflake.
Snowflake.
Yes.
Damn.
One and done.
Damn.
One and done. Nice All job. Right, let's see. True or false? True or false? The company that makes Swiss Army knives has been in business since 1884. True or false, they have never laid off an employee.
Real quick, can I throw a shout out for my band?
Sure.
Okay, we're playing a show at the Central Saloon in Pioneer Square on the 17th and a charity gig on the 19th at Slice of Life in Tacoma. And I think that's true.
What's the name,
what's
of,
the
your
name
band?
Of your band?
That
dude.
Would be the best part of this.
Entourage, my bad. My
Entourage,
bad.
Okay. And you said true?
Yes.
He's on fire, this guy.
You are correct. They furloughed 20 employees during COVID, but that's been it.
You'd
In
be shocked.
1884. They have never laid off a freaking employee.
You would be shocked how many birthday emails we get.
where the person's name is not included.
Oh, I know. Like, dude, we'd love to do this.
Happy birthday to my wife. Blah, 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 blah. I'll give her this, that, and the other. Like, so I always email back. Does she have a name?
Big yeah. Dummy!
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys. How you doing?
Hola.
Josh, sober or not sober?
I am technically not sober. Just cracked a little drink here, so.
Okay. What are you drinking?
I got something I kind of made up. It's a Guinness with a shot of peanut butter whiskey in it.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds great, yeah. Man.
I got some peanut butter whiskey at home myself, my friend.
All right, Josh, pick one song to have sex to. You take it Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas.
I'm going to have to go Blue Christmas on this one. I think that.
Yeah, baby.
Christmas. Yeah, slow and steady, buddy. Slow and
wins
steady.
Wins the race.
All right, your question. What movie holds the record for most weeks at number one at the box office? So it's not the movie that won the most money or made the most money, but the movie that holds the record for most weeks at number one at the box office.
Jurassic Park, the original.
Hmm. Is it like Star Wars or something?
Jaws.
No. Right director, wrong movie.
E.T.
Huh. I do not have how many weeks it was number one at the box office, but the research that I did do is the important stuff. So his whole thing was a homeboy wants to phone home, right? Wouldn't shut up about it. Wants to call his mom. We get it. You're homesick. So, based on international call rates, how much do you think his phone call to call home would have cost him? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I sympathize with the little fella, but when you add up the cost, I'm like, brother.
Is this international?
This is international call rates, as they are right now.
I'll say $10,000.
$76 quadrillion is how much it would have cost E.T. to phone home. I'm like, dude.
Where was home?
I don't know, but it's 76. It's a different planet, so that's right. The first problem. But
16
yeah.
weeks.
16 weeks at number one?
Yes.
Damn, man. That's 4 months straight to watch a little turtle ripped out of its shell wanting to call his mama. All right. Your question.
That's a different move. I need to call. I need to call mama.
I need to call my mama. That's originally how E.T. was going to say it. Hey, man. Hey. Hey, Elliot. Hey. I need to call my mama, man.
Hey, Elliot. Hey, man, get in here.
Come on, man. Let me. You got my mama's digits? Yeah. I need to call mama.
Bend your ear for a minute.
Hood E.T. I like it. Hey, hey, man. All right. Your question. How many cards does each player start with in a game of Uno?
Six.
Ooh. Seven.
Need some more of those snacks.
Hey, man, you got more than Reese's Pieces. Hey, dog, I like that peanut butter, man. Your question. In what year did Washington, D.C. become the nation's capital? Was it 1787, 1789, 1800, or 1804? So 1787, 1789, 1800, or 1804?
I think New York City might have been the first, so maybe a little later, so 1804 maybe?
Not a bad guess. I don't want to say Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay.
It was 1800.
Ted, it's Josh from Maine, buddy. Next time you're in the area, we'll have to hook up sometime.
Dude, Josh, what's up, man? Miss you, dude.
Hey, man. Guys, I've been listening to your show since 2009. First time ever calling in on Big Dummy. So
that's awesome. We hung out in the river together at Summer
Meltdown. The guy that just went bees deep?
Yeah.
No. Josh is a good, solid dude, though. We stayed in touch over the years over Facebook.
So you met at the river, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And then, all right.
Yeah.
Were you naked?
Nah.
No, all right.
Maybe. I definitely take
nice penis, John.
Yeah, but we were just sitting there skipping rocks. It was nice.
All right, real quick, who skips rocks better?
Well, he's from Maine.
What does that mean?
Yeah. He hunts and stuff. He spends a lot of doors.
All right, how many skips can you get on an average rock, John? I always bitch out at about three. Every once in a while, I might hit four, but that's it.
I think I could do like a 15 to 20.
Damn.
And then you get a good, you know, distance skip too. First skip to second skip. Sometimes you can go.
Those boys from Maine.
60 feet. You never know.
Josh, I'll be in Cape Cod next summer, man. I'll hit you up.
Nice. Sounds good.
Join him for popcorn.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, your question. Fish, amphibian, lizard, or bird? What kind of animal is a hellbender?
Hmm.
What were the options again?
Fish, amphibian, lizard, or bird?
I feel like it's definitely not a bird or fish. Amphibian, I'll go with.
That's it. You got it.
All right.
See, nice man, I always err on the side of birds and fish. I feel like if it's a really weird name or something, I don't know. I feel like it's a bird or it's a fish. In this case, it's a salamander.
Yeah, it's like a newt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803
Big
round.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Samantha, sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home from work.
All right. Okay, Samantha. All right, our men's room poll. Pick one to have sex to. You're taking Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Blue Christmas, because I think Christmas. I can drown that one out.
Okay.
Oh, you can drown it
you
out?
You can drown it out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You say so.
Blue Christmas. Okay, if that's the case, what would be the worst of these four to try to have sex to?
I think Holly Jolly Christmas, because I'd want to dance.
Have a holly, oh, you can. Christmas.
This was my go-to sex song. I mean, like, this is
okay,
the worst.
Okay, Samantha, if you're on top,
could you do a strip tease to this?
Yeah,
I could, yes.
I think the rhythm is right.
I agree, man.
I think
it's,
so.
It's bouncy, you know what I mean? You could be too.
Not to say, if you want to dance, we'll just have you on top, right?
It's like riding a horse.
Coming from the man from Enum Club.
Got it, Steve.
I'm just saying,
you gotta given make that.
The topic, maybe
I'm that allowed
is
to
not,
talk about horses.
I'm just saying, they're the sex talk. It's like riding a horse.
Damn it.
It's not a talk about horses.
they call it about. Damn it. Never mind.
Yes, I am. All right, Samantha, here's your question. Who was the president before Lincoln? Who was our 15th president?
Old Jimmy.
I have no idea. Not my strong point, president.
Well, just guess.
I knew that about you.
Jackson?
What a dumb guess. No.
Hang on. The president before Lincoln.
Yep.
I know Mike knows, because you can do them all in order. Correct?
I can see how proud you are behind your beady ass.
Beady?
Sorry.
Damn. Wow. Above the belt, sir.
I don't know.
No idea.
The eyes aren't.
It starts. His name is James.
Franklin. No.
James. He's the coach of Virginia Tech.
James Franklin? You just gave us a college coach?
Madison?
James Buchanan, man.
Buchanan.
God damn.
Buchanan.
Okay.
I've been oddly obsessed with this college football stuff.
You don't say.
I shouldn't say oddly. I'm a psychopath.
All right, Samantha. Your question. What kind of poisoning is known as plumism? Plumism. What has poisoned you if the doctor says you have plumism?
It's not plums, is it?
It is not plums. No.
Is it lead?
It is lead. Miles tracking, right? So lead, PB, on the periodic chart, because in Latin it's plumbum.
Gotcha.
It's spelled plum bum, but I refuse to say it like that.
That's scary stuff, man.
Lead?
Yeah, lead poisoning.
Well, sure. I mean, and I get it back in the day. It was what, in paint and all this stuff?
Everything.
But when I was a kid, the teachers convinced you because you have lead in your pencil.
Yeah.
So anytime a kid got like the tip stuck in his finger, we're all like, oh my God, he's going to die from lead poisoning. And the teachers are like, it's not lead, it's graphite. They're like, then why do you keep saying lead pencils? It's very confusing.
Ticonderoga.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. A tercel is the name for a male what? It is a car, but it's also a tercel, like the Toyota tercel. It's actually named after an animal. The male version of what?
Is it a cheetah?
Is it some kind of deer?
That's the impala, I think you're thinking. It's a bird.
It's a bird.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Falcon? Roadrunner.
Hawk. Yeah.
Hawk. Oh, I should know that.
Yes, Mike.
My bad.
So can we, is Blitz a Trisel?
I never got to check his cloaca. Mm-hmm. It can be
weird.
He's
definitely a dude.
How do you know? How do
you
know?
You don't want to know?
I got drunk and found out the hard way.
Ted's in the back rooms of all those Seahawks. Yeah, players,
no. All right, Samantha, what French word describes the person working at the front desk of a hotel?
Ooh.
Concierge.
You got it. Yeah, nice that's job. Nice. Nice job.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
What is the level of hotel before it goes from a front desk worker to the concierge?
I feel like when they say, I feel like if they tell me there's a concierge, the concierge actually has information for you.
All right,
so the front desk person, I feel like they can check you in, they can check you out. They know a few things that are close by, where the concierge, like that's the guy that hooks you up with illegal stuff or legal stuff, has been my experience.
Right, it could maybe get you a line on tickets.
Yeah, I mean, he's that guy. He has contacts, put it that way.
Also put in a reservation for you.
Yeah, that's that guy. Yeah, the front desk person is like, make your own reservation. The concierge says, no,
I got you.
I've got this. I'll do that.
I feel like the difference is about $200.
That too. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing? This is Michael.
Hola. Perfect.
Yeah.
Michael, are you sober or not sober?
No.
Not sober. Not sober.
Okay. No.
All right.
Michael, let's see here. Our men's room poll. You're going to pick one song to have sex to. You're taking Holly Jolly Elvis. Christmas. What's that?
Elvis All the Way.
Short to the point, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You get deep in there with that.
All right.
All right.
We got to calm down.
Easy now.
Jeez.
Yeah, Elvis. Nothing says sexy like a man who died on the toilet. All right, Michael.
Damn.
Here's your question. Which horror movie's sequel had the tagline, quote, they're back? Mike got it.
I have no idea, so I'll say they live.
Think about it, Ted. What was Terminator? The original movie, the big phrase was they're here.
They're here.
So the sequel is saying they're back. It was Poltergeist.
All right. I thought it was Gremlins.
I didn't even know they had a sequel.
I do. I think they had at least two more. I know one, they lived in a high rise, but I think that was the third one. I don't remember what the second one was going on there.
I never saw it.
With that creepy little kid looking at the TV. All right. Your question. What is a group of locusts called? A group of locusts.
A hazard.
A bad season.
A plague.
Plague. The plague. The plague.
Boff. The plague. All right. Your question. What fictional family lives at 0001 Cemetery Lane?
The Addams Family.
Gotta be that or the Munsters.
I was going to say, it is one of two. Are there any other popular monster families? Because there's a Munsters, Addams Family.
Yeah. What's the cartoon where the regular guy marries into like Dracula's family?
That's
Hotel Adam Transylvania. Sandler.
Yeah, Hotel Transylvania.
So Dracula.
Adam's family.
Yeah, the Dracula
basically family.
Basically.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.